We need to understand, all of us in this room, that the amount of wealthy black people in this country, and they are astronomically low. 15% of this country is living on 90% of the wealth. And I can tell you that 15% is not made up of majority black people.
It is, according to Stats SA.
No, that's nonsense. No, please,
Matt.
I got this.
Get off the crack pipe, man.
You've got to stop disturbing us when we speak. You have had an opportunity to talk, and we do let you speak, and we do let you finish your point. But your privilege comes in when you have the audacity to speak over me and think that you have the authority to do so.
You have the audacity to say things that aren't true. And pretend that they are true.
You've got to stop.
And pretend that you have authority because of your race.
I'm not saying that I have authority because of my race. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that I'm trying to correct the misinformation and disinformation that is coming out of your mouth. Now listen to the words that I'm saying, and if you have a counterpoint, come with it afterwards. Points that I was saying is that the amount of black people that have access to wealth in this country is astronomically low. But when you look at the people who are controlling the means of production that actually bring the wealth in this country, those are white people. Those are white men.
What's your source?
The Stats SA would be a starting point. You can go to people like Oxfam. I mean, even someone who can never be associated with us or be called our friend, Goldman Sachs. If you go through their site, you can go to IMF, for goodness sake, their report on inequality in South Africa. They will
inequality is great.
Gentlemen, hold on, because Ayanda did want to finish her point.
And the reason that I always say that there's information in power is because you also mentioned, in fact, Ayanda, right? And I want to just emphasize to people that here on the African continent, where's my camera? Here on the African continent, we were living well before white people came here. We had a history before colonialism.
Right.
As Gabriel said, black people are not a monolith. And that is true, we are not a monolith. And so this notion that we were fighting amongst each other and fighting amongst ourselves and white people came and corrected us is something that is simply not true. And
Got you.
Is the myth of Mfecane that needs to be corrected.
I think Gabriel, he doesn't want to listen. And I've noticed a lot of white people are like that.
Yes.
They refuse to listen. You are telling them, as a black person, this and this is what I want. This and this is how you can fix it. But white people refuse. And instead they say, oh no, this is hurting my feelings. And they turn it into something about them again. Looking at international standards even, Britain owns so much of South African artifacts as it is up until this day.
Yes.
They have barricaded themselves with laws, Museum Acts, National Heritage Acts, just to protect artifacts that belong to us. So it's not that we're just fighting white South Africans, but we're fighting international bodies too, who are still trying to step on us. Okay. So you coming here as a white person telling us you have no right to feel this way is a huge insult.
Mark Banks, what do you want to say as the only other white person in the room?
Well, I'm going to kill myself right now. I'm going to plug this chair in, and you will turn it on, and I will just...
I might hold on to the metal bars.